This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 6. Now's your opportunity. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 11. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus said. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." Here is an odd story about Jesus. Hungry, Jesus sees a fig tree in leaf, though it is out of season. Finding it has no fruit, he curses the tree, and it dies. Why does Jesus do that? Doesn't it seem unreasonable? Why does Mark tell this story? The last question is the key. The gospel accounts are not collections of random stories of things Jesus did. Each gospel book is a revelation of who Jesus is. So either Mark wants us to think Jesus is an unreasonable tree killer, or something deeper is happening here. Think of the tree as an illustration of the temple. It was not bearing fruit the way God intended. If a fig tree has leaves, that usually means it has some fruit. But Jesus found none. The same was true at the temple. It looked like a temple, but instead of it being a place of prayer, the people had turned it into a marketplace. It had become a place that robbed God of the prayers of his people. So Jesus overturned the money tables and brought an end to the unfruitful distractions there, just as he brought an end to the unfruitful tree. We have opportunities every day to serve God as he has created us to do. Sometimes it's as easy as taking time to pray. Sometimes it's more difficult, maybe even impossible on our own. But there's never an excuse. Even the impossible is possible with God. Pray with me. Lord, help me to serve you faithfully. I want to be fruitful in whatever ways you ask me to be, whether that means something easy or difficult. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.